Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your attention, please. This is your official civil defense broadcaster.
One of the greatest threats would be radioactive fallout.
Uranium fever.
Where fallout is heaviest, it can even kill those who have not taken proper shelter.
Broadcasting deep underground in a questionably constructed survivalist bunker is Dave Chaffins and Kenneth Vigue, and your host, as always, Mr. Robots. This episode of the Fallout Hub is brought to you by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Open enrollment for advanced robotics courses starts now. Totally nothing sketchy going on. Nope, not at all.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Fallout Hub, and we are busy during the pre-show talking about Dancing with the Stars because we are all 80-year-old grandmothers. But welcome back. I am your host, Tom, or Robots, and I'm here with our predominant 80-year-old grandmother. You can call her Zelda. This is Dave Chaffins. How's it going,
Isn't Zelda? She a legend?
She's a legend.
See what I did?
I'm having the time of my life out here in the Fallout Hub. I love Fallout. I love dancing. Monday nights, I get my Dancing with the Stars. And on Tuesday, I get the Fallout Hub.
Dave, right off the bat with our TikTok-worthy material.
What's your favorite jazz tune, Zelda?
Oh, I love to listen.
Wait, Danny DeVito just walked in.
I know.
Danny,
why is the voice shifting to Danny DeVito?
Everything is connected.
Mrs. DeVito.
Okay, all right. Scene right now. Grandma rips off mask. Grandma Zelda. It's Danny DeVito the whole time. That's the scene.
Wow.
Surprise. Man, that is a very early surprise for this show. But we also have welcome to the show, Danny DeVito, and Ken from Chad Fault 76 podcast. Hey dude, how's it going?
Good. How is everybody?
Doing pretty well. Busy.
I'm doing
things
well.
Things are busy.
Things are happening.
I've been working a lot and not playing games nearly as much, but I need to be playing more games. What about you guys?
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of time either to play a lot of games. It's been very busy.
You know what I have carved out time for is The Loop of Death.
Ah, yes. Cult of Juliana, The Revenge.
I like to call
Cult
that
of Juliana.
I like to call that a hula hoop.
The hula hoop?
Because I absolutely kill it when I do some hula-ing.
The Death Sucker proxy.
So I know we're all big fans of Deathloop. We kind of talked about that during the pre-show too, and I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this show are familiar with Deathloop, the big release by Arkane Studios, big Bethesda release. Got a bunch of nines and tens. Was critically lauded, lots of praise for this game. I've been thoroughly enjoying it. I think it's soup. It's like dripping with style. It's 1970s all up in this mess. It's super, you know, sneaking around, stabbing everybody, getting superpowers, and trying to break the freaking loop. And you know what I'm really terrible at is being Juliana. I'm really bad at sneaking into other people's loops and killing them. I usually can get them down like two or three or like one or two times, but that third time they get me. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm out of the loop again. And then that third time is hard. What about you guys?
I'm all about the aesthetic. That game is visually beautiful.
I also think it cements, and this is not that this is a new thing, but as Bethesda as a publisher in general, all of their games have the best Easter eggs.
Yeah.
So all of the arcade cabinets in the game that are like, honor list 2, and that's like talking about Dishonored 2, or like when they're all of the different names that they come up for all of the other Bethesda games that are like off brand, like, you know, like you go to Walmart and you're like, I want a G.I. Joe, and they're like, they have G.I. Joe at Walmart, and then you go and it's like, you know,
Army, like, guy, yeah,
instead of Cobra Army Commander, Army, you Joe. Got like Serpent Sergeant, you know.
Yeah, I like the Doom looking demon arcade cabinet.
That was a good one.
So we've been having a lot of fun with that, but today we're doing another bracket. This is going to be a bracket episode where we will be talking about the we're going to actually hash it out between potential locations for future Fallout games, and we're going to narrow this down to the top future location for a future Fallout game by fighting out the different locations. And in order to finish our bracket, you can see the bracket on the screen right now if you're watching during the live show. We're currently live at twitch.tv/thefalloutHub if you'd like to ever join us on a future episode of the show. And we have an entire wild card bracket that we need to finish out. So in order to do this, if you would like to join us and chime in with some recommendations, then you can join us on the Apocalyptic Aristocracy Discord channel, and you can jump into the call waiting voice channel, and then you can jump in and kind of give us some suggestions. But so far on the bracket, we have Miami and New York, Myrtle Beach, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, Honolulu, Chicago, Houston, Denver, and Yellowstone. So if there is a United States location, these are all going to be United States locations, right? Nothing outside of the U.S.?
Here's the thing. We have a large international following. I heard that listeners in maybe the Bahamas have listened to us. So we're going to include, I think we should include, if they fight hard enough for an international location, but it has to be, it can't just be like Canada. It has to be like,
Canada is a big place.
Right. Canada is a big place. Yeah. It's got to be like, oh, Fallout Nova Scotia, or like, you know, like Fallout Vancouver. Like, it can't just be like a big old area, you know?
Right. Like Fallout Russia.
Unless, that's, now here's the thing, unless place. It's Luxembourg or Monaco, which are city nations.
Monaco?
Monaco.
Monaco?
Monaco.
I don't apparently, know where Monaco is.
The island of Monaco.
Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco. Yeah, you know, it's like when you've got Monica and Friends and her brother, not Ross, Monaco.
Oh, that's the other yeah, brother they never
the
thought
other,
about.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So if you'd like to join in call waiting, then you're welcome to jump in here. And the link is in chat right now. And we could go ahead and start narrowing down some of these other brackets. And then if somebody else would like to jump in, we could kind of let them in as we go. How do you guys feel about that?
Sounds I think good. That's good.
All right, cool. So, yeah, don't be afraid to jump into call waiting. And if we see you pop in, then we might jump over and start filling in. We've got 4 slots to fill. So first come, first serve. So if you have some ideas about anything that's not, again, Miami, New York, Myrtle Beach, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, Honolulu, Chicago, Houston, Denver, or Yellowstone, then feel free to jump in and give some suggestions. All right, so why don't we kick this off? So up at the top left side, we've got the East Coast of the U.S., and we're starting with Miami versus New York, which is funny because outside of the Hispanic side of Miami, most of the inhabitants of Miami do come from New York, which is really funny to
me. That's interesting.
A lot of people from the Northeast go down to Florida and retire. So that's my point. Being a Floridian, this is something that we deal with a lot. And notice I said deal with. Retirees. All right. So let's how do we want to start this? You want to talk about like benefits? Like what are some of the most interesting things about these locations and why would they be interesting in Fallout?
I think I like the idea of just being like, okay, which one would be the best? And so like, let's go over, here's the thing. This is a test of geography all in the same. Like I'm really, this whole game is going to be testing our general knowledge of the world. Like we're trying to push boundaries here. That's what we're going for. Oh my God. There's a dog. Puppy. There is a small dog. Tom, what's your dog's name? What's this dog's name?
Come here. This is Pumpkin. And Pumpkin is very scared of the thunderstorm outside. So if I disappear during the stream, I apologize. Hopefully I don't get electrocuted through my headphones.
Poor Pumpkin.
Come here. Come on up. Oh, I've got a second now, one too. Come on. This is Pumpkin. Come on, Oreo. Come on. You want to come up? Come on. He won't do it. He won't jump. Come on. All right. Keep talking. Oh, he punked his head. All right, double dogs. Double dogs on the show. There we go.
Wow.
Hi, everybody.
Oreo really looks like an Oreo with the black and white coloring there.
Yeah, that's the name.
I would say it looks kind of like what's that Halloween personality? That's the lady that always comes out at Halloween.
Elvira?
Everybody loves.
Elvira?
Yeah, you have a dog that looks like Elvira.
That's weird.
Is that a weird thing to say?
Did you just call Elvira a dog?
Well, I mean, if you see a dog that looks like Elvira, then you got to say that dog looks like Elvira.
Oh, because she has the hair with the... Oreo has the color. It's also kind of like a Jay Leno kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Also, Elvira doesn't age. I don't know why Elvira doesn't age, but Elvira does not...
She's a freaking vampire. Quite a lot of plastic surgery, I would think, Dave.
No, she's a vampire.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It's gotta be vampire. It's gotta be vampire time or like really good skincare regimen. I think we're supposed to be talking about Fallout, New York or Miami.
All right. What are the benefits of New York or Miami?
Okay. New York. It's a cool place and it keeps getting colder.
It's a classic American location. Like it is the American city, right? Other than being like, you know, like DC and like a capital or something like that.
It's right. Unique.
Like when people think the United States, they often think New York City. That's like one of the first locations they think about.
I think there's a lot of good landmarks. I think that game would be very interesting because it's easier to get away from urban sprawl in areas like Boston or like DC. It's a little bit easier and you can kind of get out to the middle of nowhere quicker. But with New York, it's like, as far as the eye can see, you've just got development everywhere, up until really the foothills of the mountains, up there. So I think that would be an interesting Fallout game because it's mostly like a dense urban environment, even if, cause like we had the guy that did, Empire Waste on here and he was talking about how it was like, okay, he can't do all of New York. So it's like this portion is bombed, but we still have this portion of it.
Mm-hmm. I think some of the most interesting and fun environments in any Fallout game are the like destroyed buildings and things because you can create so many interesting cavernous areas and locations and, you can reduce the distance you can see so that you can kind of hide lots of locations and things inside those places. Also, you could take very tall skyscrapers and topple them and you can make them like sideways. And so you'd be climbing through like the remains of things that are like sideways and create. Plus, New York City has lots of underground layers. Mm-hmm. Like there are layers upon layers of underground, you know, things, everything from subways to, like the plumbing and all sorts of just stuff underground in New York, which would be really cool to go vertically down.
Yeah, it also creates some interesting opportunities for unique factions. So many districts in New York have their own kind of culture and history. So picture gangs controlling those territories. Like, you could have some really rustic kind of people that have just kind of taken over Central Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you do have Central Park, which would be a big open area that wouldn't have any buildings. Would be in very stark contrast to the rest of the city.
Imagine the animals at the zoo completely mutated into unique creatures to terrify the soul.
Yeah, and having overrun the park.
Yes.
In very contrast to the buildings and the remnants of the buildings.
You see, you have like a hunter faction there? That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, if I could pitch it.
You have like a Bebop and a Rocksteady. Oh.
Put some glasses on a Yalgo, I call it that.
All right, so what about Miami? What do you guys think about Miami?
Miami is kind of neat as it having Fallout in a unique tropical location with beaches, and it's just a very different aesthetic than anything we've ever had before. Like, we had a little bit of that in Fallout 4 when you get up around the North Shore of Massachusetts. But this would be very tropical and bright, and like the juxtaposition of mutant creatures running around in the bright sunshine is just interesting.
And I like the idea of having bright sunshine.
Like, what if that area is still bummed, is like totally bummed out? What if the weather there is changed? Like, you could do some very interesting things with the weather in that part of the world, and how is it changed? Plus, you still have a city there. Like, Miami is a big city, so you could, again, you have the juxtaposition of a large city, but then you also have the beaches and the ocean. You could even work in, you know, the port and boats and those kinds of things.
I feel like that has enough interesting elements. You could incorporate, you know, pieces of the Everglades. You could incorporate pieces of, like, the like you said, the beach and the ports, but also the city, and have the city be kind of like New Vegas-y, like with the bright lights, and there's all kinds of, like, it's like still happening or like is broken down or whatever. But having a bunch of enemies that are specific for, like, beach area. Like, if you've gotten a lot of, like, New England coastal enemies with Fallout 4 and Far Harbor. But it would be interesting to see stuff like a giant mutated manatee would be very interesting.
Ooh, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if we could, if there was some way to, like, oh, no, dolphins have legs now. And they're just like...
Dolphins with legs!
They're
or really alligators. We got alligators we could have, like...
Yeah, alligators, you know, cross with something else that, like, what would alligators be crossed with?
You could bring back the alligator.
Just alligator bears.
You know, the alligator claws. Like, you could do that. Also, anybody in Florida knows that if you drive like an hour out of any major metropolitan area, all of a sudden you're in the deep south again. So you could have that whole juxtaposition of like going from the city to the rural countryside within the same map in very short order.
Yeah.
So you have that going as well.
Plus, you have all those spiders and snakes and stuff that just kill you.
Yeah.
So,
this is a good one to start off on, I think, because these are two pretty big locations.
Story-wise, it would create some interesting options. Like, you could start out with a few other people in this, like, hidden underground vault underneath the house, and you could choose to be the dumb one, the slutty one, the oiled one. And you could all be friends. Thank you for being here.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the other thing that's interesting about Florida is that you can't actually dig down because you go underwater. So the vault would have to be waterproof.
That's a good point.
Which would be interesting because it would have to be designed differently because you don't really have basements in Florida because the water table is really high.
Maybe
the vaults in Florida would be very different.
What if instead of a vault, you're in a Vault-Tec submarine? And you've just been down there just like living it up.
That would be kind of
cool.
And
then it's like time. And it's like, we got to go figure out if like we've been living here for years. We got to go figure this out and see what's going down. And then they get out there and they're like, fucking alligators. God damn.
Right, right. All right. I feel like we got to vote. All right.
Yeah.
Before we vote, we actually have someone in call waiting. Do we want to bring them in?
Let's vote
vote on this. and then bring them in to throw out an option for the wild card.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And maybe if we end up with a tie, maybe they can break the tie.
Sure.
All right. Throw your votes.
There won't be a tie because there's only three of us, but sure.
Unless one of us can't make up our mind.
The vote is Miami for me.
New York for me.
I think you have to go in New York because we haven't been there yet, and it's such an American staple.
All right.
Being that Fallout is such an American-focused game, so...
Miami, you see what I did for you. You see where it came out, and I went out there and I put my neck on the line. And I hope that you understand. I hope that you know.
Sorry, Miami. All right, New York moves on. All right, why don't we let Blackhand Buck, come on into the Fallout Show channel. Come on in and join us.
Welcome.
Hi, Blackhand. Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, so you want to add to our wild card slots? Where do you think would be a really cool location?
I was kind of thinking, going off of what you guys said about Miami and everything, like I was stationed in North and South Carolina for a long time, and I'm not a big fan of the Myrtle Beach thing, but been there a few times. But like Columbia, South Carolina would be
okay.
It's a capital city, so it's big enough. It's beautiful. It's got a hill. It's got a river. And then you could probably play some sort of like futuristic war between factions, between like the two rival football teams, between USC and Clemson down there.
Okay, cool. So Columbia, South Carolina.
I always think that there's not enough used for football teams and like how football teams could evolve in Fallout. I always think that that would be really interesting to see them go from like a big rivalry that happened, and then essentially that devolves over time so that people just like wear the gear and have the different stuff. And then once, you know, the bombs drop or whatever, there's like factions that just form around that camaraderie. I feel like that's a really big missed opportunity.
And it'd be like a raider with a paw print charging you with a baseball bat later on.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. And he moves like a linebacker or something. He shoulder charges you. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Okay, cool. So let's add that to the list.
Sure.
Thanks for joining us. Let's throw that on there.
Thank you much, gentlemen.
Take care.
All right. So we got one more added to our wild card, Columbia, South Carolina. And if anyone else has any ideas, then feel free to jump into the call waiting. And man, we gotta move on, or this episode's gonna be like 3 hours
yeah,
long.
Yeah, so we gotta move next fast on the list, here.
Yeah, next on the list is Myrtle Beach versus Philadelphia. How do you guys feel about this one?
Philadelphia. Here's the thing about Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a great place to go. Is it as interesting as Myrtle Beach? Is anything that Philly is up to as interesting as Myrtle Beach?
And well, it's another one of those like classic American locations, right? You've got some American history, kind of like Boston.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit Liberty too Bell. Much like Boston, yeah.
Where it's not, so it much, might be. It might be
so much American much history like, there.
Yeah, it might be a little too much like Boston. Myrtle Beach it definitely has a different vibe than something like Philadelphia or Boston. So it would be different enough.
I think that Myrtle Beach really epitomizes corporate America and when you have a lack of zoning and a lack of ordinance, like what that means.
Complete chaos.
And that's, I don't know, that's just, to me, it's always seemed very specifically Fallout, just because of like how it surged in the 60s and then just like continued on, and just like parts and pieces of it have been like built on top of each other so that it's just like kind of old and stinky, but it's like how New Orleans was like back in the 1600s, where it was like, oh, people are going here. Like people are doing. New Orleans is another one. I tell you what, if we don't get enough in here, I'm putting New Orleans on the list because that's a great idea.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was kind of starting to think why wasn't that one on there? But yeah
because I'm the one that made the list, and I'm a little dumb, and now, sometimes I don't think of everything.
No, come on, Dave.
That's fine. Anyways, so I feel like Myrtle Beach is the strong leader on this. Do we want to just move that on? Do you guys all agree that one's probably the winner?
Yeah, here? I would say Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think we're all in agreement about that. All right. Let's move to the West Coast. This is an interesting one. Los Angeles versus Seattle. I think this is a tough one in my mind. This is a tough choice. L.A., classic, Hollywood, largest city in the country. Lots of stuff going on here. Gangs, Hollywood, as I mentioned, movies, movie stars. This probably could have a lot of the same kind of glamour and glitz as something like Las Vegas, but with a completely different spin on it. A lot of interesting history you can pull from. Still very American. It's one of those cities you think of when you think of America, especially somebody who's outside the U.S. Probably the second city you name when you think of, like, name cities in the U.S. You know, New York, Los Angeles. That'd be the second one. And then maybe Chicago.
I mean, Seattle is interesting because post-war, I mean, depending on how far away you set it, the Pacific Northwest has the ability to get, like, really lushly green. So you could have a city that's just completely taken over by vegetation for a really unique environment. But I think just for movie studios alone and kind of the quirky, fun things you could do, I would have to say Los Angeles. I think that would be really cool.
Right. And Los Angeles features in Fallout 1. It's the Necropolis, I believe, right? What it's called in Fallout 1? I believe it's the Necropolis.
So. I think so. I was looking over the list and I was like, do I want to include... Like, I know I'm not going to include like DC, Boston, that kind of stuff that we've seen, like West Virginia. I don't need to include that because we've already seen that. But I feel like the originals don't really count, you know, for like the level of in-depth locations that they do now. I feel like they just don't hold up.
Right. But to go back to the Necropolis another 100 years later and explore the remnants of Los Angeles would be really interesting. And to really grow that out in the same way that something like New Vegas, you know, or maybe the Necropolis crumbles under its own weight and we get like a new Angeles or something like that, would be kind of a really cool setting.
Yeah.
I think Seattle would be interesting because you have the city, of course, and everything that comes with that. But you also have the surrounding area, like because it's like an actual like rainforest up there, like the level of vegetation that you already have is so crazy that you could get really kind of wild up in there. And also, as a fan of Twin Peaks, it's just like, if we could have Fallout, but Twin Peaks, that would be sweet as well.
Fallout Twin Peaks.
We could also have sparkly vampires that we could fight. That would be really cool.
I mean, listen.
No.
No. I'm Team Jacob, man.
Sparkly Elvira's?
Sparkly Elvira's.
That'd be cool.
I think she already wears a little bit of glitter in her lotion.
I think I'm okay with that.
I was listening to that song today, Elvira.
Were you?
I was.
That's an interesting coincidence. All right, so I think they're both awesome locations. I have to side with Los Angeles, though.
Okay, your vote's Los Angeles. My vote's Seattle. Ken's vote's L.A.
Plus the earthquake physics.
The earthquake.
Yeah, maybe that can be like Oblivion Gates, but upside down or right side down. I don't know.
The earthquake.
Although there's an earthquake, a giant crack opens up and all these. There you go. That's the pitch. That's an idea. All right, so LA moves on.
LA moves on. All right. LA. And in chat, we have Wildcard New Orleans from Brennan. I think we have to put it on the list then.
Yeah, I said it, and then I'd be on there. Yeah.
All right. That's the second wild card one. New Orleans going on the list.
And I don't know why I didn't put it on there.
Blackhand seconded it. It was fine. It made it on there. It's good enough. All right. Next one for West Coast, San Francisco and Honolulu. Again, both interesting locations. San Francisco, probably the second most interesting location in California. And with Gold Rush, the tech companies in there, very interesting stuff going on there. And then Honolulu with just Hawaii in general, World War II with the importance of that during the war, the fact that it is probably one of the most remote yet still U.S. locations that you could have would be a really interesting perspective. It being an island, volcanoes, like it could be a really unique but still very American location.
Like, picture, too, the kind of fun vehicles that you could deploy to get in between the islands. Like, it could introduce a unique travel experience that wouldn't be fast travel, but, like, if you had kind of a repaired boat or a plane or something that would carry...
Or like a glider or something.
Yeah, something kind of cool that you could make.
That's one of the things I liked about what was the Far Cry 3, where it was set in the islands, and then you could get, if you want to go places, you get on the hang glider that they had just like left there. If you could do something like that and have it like so that there's like a few islands, you could, I mean, there's so many factions that you could have. You could have like the Americans, of course, the local Hawaiians with their own culture, with all their different stuff. You're so close to China out there that you like could have like an actual presence from them post, you know, post bombs and everything. There's a lot that you could do as far as the wildlife. That's a whole thing. To me, in comparison to San Francisco, which is a great place, I feel like that Honolulu is unique enough to move it, even though to move it beyond San Francisco as a Fallout location.
Porter Wolf is in chat too, creator of Fallout New York. He said Honolulu would be a great place to exemplify the horrors of American capitalism, colonialism, racism, and the military industrial complex.
Yeah. Oh, I thought Tom had it looked like Tom was adjusting his belt buckle, but he pulled out a dog and I was like, that's a big belt buckle.
I got to get the dogs off my lap. All right. I think the other thing is San Francisco also would be very focused on like the gold rush, and we would just end up with more cowboy stuff. And we've already done kind of cowboy stuff. So let's go with Honolulu. I want to go with Honolulu.
Everybody cool with that? I'm cool with that.
Sounds good.
Got to remember how to spell Honolulu, and I have to like say it real good. Okay.
Honolulu.
Honolulu. Earthquake.
All right. Next, we've got
reminder for anybody else jumping into the stream right now. We still have two wildcard slots open. So whether you want to jump into the chat, you can go into the call waiting room, or you can throw up some suggestions into just the chat.
Porter Wolf, get in here. You'd have some excellent opinions.
Yeah. Listen.
Let us know what you think.
If you're like, okay, I want to do like, you know, Mongolia, Fallout Mongolia, and just be like, have the nation of Mongolia and just like go to town and be like, here's some desert, here's some mountains, here's some like, as long as you pitch it good, it's going to get on those wild card lists, you know? That's what's up.
All right. So we've done the two sides of the country. Let's do the middle of the country here. We've got Chicago and Houston. Chicago, in Houston. So we got like the top of the country and the bottom of the country.
I really want to see a snowy Fallout. Operation Anchorage doesn't count.
But I would love to see. How dare you?
But I would love to see a snowy Fallout. Operation Anchorage is just okay. Let's see if we can make COD, but put it in Fallout. And we're just going to try that experiment. And you know what? The experiment was fine. It was okay. It wasn't anything to write home about. You know, it was worth the whatever, $2.99 that it got sold for.
So Chicago is cool because we got, all, of course, all the big buildings. It could be really windy and snowy. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. You've got the gangs, the gangster side of it, like the 1930s gangster thing. You could really play that up.
And you can bring back really Mothman. Cool. Mothman can come back.
Mothman can come back. I love the architecture of Chicago. Some of those old buildings, some of those old structures, you could really play up on that. Houston, now you've got, you got Texas, right? You could play up the whole like Southern. We haven't had a Southern Fallout, right? Like you're playing up like it's kind of country Western, but like Texas is very Southern also. Yeah. So you've got like the Southern, you could really go into the South with something like Houston. So Scully's supposed to be lurking. Good job, Scully.
I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about Houston in the terms of Fallout. The people from Houston are wonderful and delightful. But
both are very American, just in different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could have cow ghouls. Ghoul boys. Ride bulls and
we're missing it. They're Brahmin boys.
Cannibal
they're
Brahmin boys. A lot of cannibals. Boys. Lots and lots of cannibals.
I want if there's a Fallout Houston, I want there to be like a bar that you go into and everyone's line dancing. All the ghouls are like line dancing together. That's what I want.
You want line dancing ghouls? Well.
You'll get line dancing goals one day. That's what's going to happen.
I also want, remember that gigantic limo that was always perpetually in the Guinness Book of World Records? The one that had the big steer horns in the front of that and like a pool in the back? I want that to be a drivable vehicle in Fallout Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Chicago. I just like Chicago better.
I do too. I've been to
Chicago a few times now. It's a cool city.
It's a cool place.
I'm saying Houston.
Let's stick it up for the people of Houston. I like it. All right. Well, unfortunately, Chicago still moves on, and that's fine. This isn't going to be like the time that Tom got Rivet City past everyone, and it went on for far too long.
That was an upset. An upset.
It was an upset.
Okay, we've got the next two for the middle U.S. category, Denver and Yellowstone.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yellowstone, Denver and Yellowstone.
Ooh, Yellowstone is interesting, isn't it? Denver's also interesting. Like, we do have ski lodges in Appalachia. So we've kind of done that, right? Denver, skiing, kind of a thing.
But does it have snow? Okay, Fallout.
What if snow?
Does it have the ghost of the minor 49?
You could have snow in Yellowstone also. But you could also have geysers.
Yellowstone would just be a really, really unique rustic experience.
Is it too rustic?
No, because if Fallout has taught us anything, our national parks are constantly like, I wonder what would happen if we drilled here. Like, that's constantly under threat. So imagine a timeline in which Yellowstone started to be developed.
So you get a weird
mix of like condos and over the top commercialism with surrounded by natural environment and wild creatures.
Right, like a city that was developed on the edge of Yellowstone, plus the natural environments that have been impeded on.
Yeah, tons of wolves, tons of mutated bears.
I feel like that would be even more of a sequel to 76. Like, because 76 is all about like build your stuff, like repair everything, craft your own stuff. Like, it has that kind of like, we're gonna build it and we're gonna do it. And with all that land and the natural environment, like the whole, you could really take that to a next level and say, okay, what if you're just like, instead of just settlements that you're managing, what if you're like doing bigger ones, or what if you're trying to do certain projects, to do certain things, to start different factions or what have you, you know?
Yeah, Porter Wolf also had that good point. We have that kind of doomsday-esque gigantic volcano bomb hidden underneath Yellowstone. What if the main quest is to stop some crazed cult who's trying to release that? to finish off the planet? That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
I like that. Okay, I'm done with Yellowstone.
Yeah, I think Yellowstone moves on.
All right, so now we're onto the wild cards. We have two. We could just move this these two as the final bracket for this, unless we get two suggestions.
We don't need to right now. I would say we can go back and do the wild card bracket at the end, just in case anybody has any more suggestions.
All right, so we need two more suggestions for the wild card bracket. So think, friends. Two more suggestions.
Give us some suggestions. Drop them in chat.
Use those noggins. All right, so we're going to go back up to the East Coast here. We've got New York.
Porter Wolf, I missed one. He suggested Niagara.
Niagara.
Follow Niagara.
Viagra.
That too.
No, not Viagra.
The cold temperatures, for which you'd need that. The waterfall, the Canada annexation, the consumers in the area around Niagara. I think it's a good place. That's an excellent point. American side of Niagara Falls kind of peaked in the 50s. And if you go there now, it's like a bombed out Detroit. It just doesn't look good. The Canadian side, though, is really nice.
I like that. That's cool. I like that idea. Yeah. And then Blackhand in chat writes Nashville. And I think Nashville makes sense, too.
Ooh, Nashville with the music scene. Yeah, that would be really
music
cool.
Music scene. And it's Southern. It's got that kind of, it's the kind of the epitome of like the Southern music culture thing. Similar to like the Hollywood side of Los Angeles.
Just a whole lot of rockabilly weapons.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Plus,
an entire rockabilly soundtrack.
Plus, line dancing. I'm gonna get line dancing.
You could have line dancing there. I would like the like gang to rival the Kings, except everyone's trying to be Dolly Parton. I would like that to happen. I would like that to be a thing.
The grand old Opry. You could have a grand old Opry thing.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that would be cool. Okay, we need to put this in there. Okay, I think Nashville's in there.
That's another good one, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the wildcard bracket because now we've got that filled out. So thank you, chat. You guys are awesome. These are all great suggestions. Okay, so we have Columbia, South Carolina, and New Orleans. All right, so Columbia, South Carolina. Very interesting city. Have you guys been to Columbia?
I have. I've been to Columbia.
I have. I've been there. It was one of the places we used to play gigs when I was touring in a band. We used to go through Columbia all the time. And New Orleans. Man, again, a really cool music city.
I feel like the Columbia suffers in general, like South Carolina and North Carolina, particularly South Carolina, kind of suffer from that. How much is it like Boston? You know, even though there's a like Southern element to it, like it's still steeped in colonial history. And I feel like that did such a good job of doing that with Fallout 4. It's kind of hard to go back and do any of those, like,
do it again and make it distinct and different enough.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
New Orleans is also really interesting because you have so much French influence. It creates a really unique cultural environment to create a Fallout game in, where we get maybe out of all of the places that we could set a Fallout game, a really influenced heavily by completely different culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting architecture, a very old history, music. There's a, like a voodoo. Some interesting religious overtones. You have the city, but then you also have like the marshy
bayou,
you know, outside of the city bayou elements going on. There's a lot of really cool stuff in New Orleans. I think New Orleans.
It'd be like Point Pleasant on crack.
Crack Pleasant. Yes, let's move Crack Pleasant on. I think this one wins.
And I feel like that there's enough, like there's some areas within, as it wins here, I'm just give a little piece. I think there's like some interesting areas that you could like recreate portions of, because I know that they like to do that in the Fallout games. It's like, okay, we're going to recreate the mall just of DC, or we're recreating just a few streets of downtown of Boston, or we're going to do a few of the locations for 76. Like
the red light district of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you do Bourbon Street. I mean, that's, you could have your facsimile of that, or, you know, the Marigny or something like that. Like
Mardi Ghoul. Get it?
Mardi Ghoul.
Because it's like the beads and the.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We've got Viagra versus Vachonville.
Oh, definitely Vachonville. That's definitely
that's not what I said, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Game. What was the thing?
Lees or Shoot Larry. We're trying to pick of locations for the next Lees or Shoot Larry.
So Nashville's an interesting pick because you. Like it has a strip area, much like New Orleans or Vegas. Like it has that main area where everything is, where it's like that one street where you've got all of the bars, all the music venues. Like you've got the old ones, I forgot the name of that one bar that everyone
flashier plays. Big ones.
Yeah. You've got that. Got
I've been there too.
The Opry. You've got. I'm trying to think of like what's surrounding that though, because I feel like that the Niagara is interesting because it's what's surrounding that that's interesting. And so it's like, okay, this is really a competition between like a general region and a city plus a few other things.
Well, I mean, you also have like the different parts of Nashville. You've got there's a downtown area. There's like the wealthy parts of Nashville where you have like the old money. You've got like, you know, that part of it. You also have the fact that it's placed in the South. So you have like the more kind of poor rural areas that are on the outskirts of town and the, you know, the horse farms and things as you get further out. And like, there's that kind of stuff too.
And then in my head, I'm like, I want them to make a double one where they have Nashville and Memphis. And then, because I just want to go.
Do you want to go walking in Memphis?
Well, no, I want to go.
They often, I often kind of squish regions into areas that are smaller, you know.
Right. I would want to go to the what's the name of Elvis's home? You know, the famous one.
Graceland.
That place is absolutely insane. And that's the kind of thing that they would go in and like make like the White Spring in 76, where they just like go through and they're like, all right, this is where the giant like statue ends. And all of those weird
have, like Dollywood.
Oh,
you can have like Dollywood. You can have, you can have all these places all squished into basically Nashville, right?
I feel like we're pitching Fallout Tennessee.
Totally.
Oh,
I think that one wins, especially if we build it out into more of like a region kind of thing.
Yeah, because if we're looking at
welcome
to
Fallout Mid-Coast.
Niagara Falls. If we're comparing it to Niagara Falls and what you could include, like if we go by the radius, because Tennessee's pretty small, like in first state. I mean, it's if you want to drive all the way across it, it's long. But if you want to, you know, it's like
you can have ghouls doing like recreations of Civil War battles, and man.
Yeah, I think that's a winner. I'm sorry to Niagara. It's just too good.
Yeah, Niagara was a good choice. I think there's just more Nashville.
But I feel like it's evolved past Nashville, and I feel like we just got Fallout Tennessee.
That's okay.
You know? How do you spell Tennessee?
That's fine. We've been talking kind of regionally with a lot of these. I think that's fine.
I spelled Tennessee. We'll see if that...
I used to have a song for that in my head, kind of like the Mississippi.
Tennessee.
Gotta love going down to Tennessee.
Yeah, go walking in Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a pier or something.
All right, so
we're singing very different songs.
Let's go back to
the east.
Yeah. What do we got? New York.
New York City versus Myrtle Beach.
I feel like New York wins.
New York has to win.
New York, that's kind of the 300 billion pound gorilla on this one. So, New York moves on. All right, down to the West Coast. We've got L.A. and Honolulu.
I love our pitch of Honolulu. I love it so much.
I have to say Honolulu because of how different it was from any Fallout game we've ever played.
It's very different. It's very different. L.A. is cool. Honolulu, also cool. Do we want to poll the chat?
No, I think that we're all like we're considering, you know, because we're not talking about which place is better. Is Honolulu better? We're talking about what's going to make a really good Fallout.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And I feel like it's consistently Honolulu. If you have the two options,
the movie studios, like a messed up, like really old ghoul executive movie guy who's just sends you on a bunch of side quests and then films you secretly in order to turn it into a movie. Like you could have some really cool stuff in LA also.
I'm not discounting LA. I am just saying that the flora, fauna and location.
We are not going to have another Rivet City, Tom.
No.
All right. You guys are so you can outvote me. Like if you both are voting Honolulu, then it obviously moves on. You don't have to convince me to be the third vote. Like
no, but we do.
Two wins against three. But you don't.
But
two votes out of three wins.
Dave's doing the hypnotism eyes right now. Gaze deeply into Dave's eyes.
Tom, you want to get laid? Go to Honolulu.
See, the jokes write themselves, Tom.
Did you
come
just
on.
Ask me if I want to get laid?
Yeah, you want to get laid, Tom?
You're talking about flowers, right?
Yeah, around your neck. That's where you go. You go to Honolulu.
That sounds really threatening. All right, fine. Honolulu. Moving on. Moving over.
This episode of the Fallout Hub is brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Scoot it over. All right. Moving on.
All right.
Okay, Chicago or Yellowstone? Again, like big American city, more interesting, dynamic location.
I'm a big fan of Yellowstone. Yellowstone for me.
I'm a big Chicagoan. I'm a Chicago. I'm about the Chicago. I think the Chicago would be really interesting.
Chicago.
And if Finn Wateran this year, he would be like Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Chicago on this one. Yellowstone would be cool. But I feel like it would be too much like Appalachia. in the end.
True.
It's plus, true. Plus, like, Chicago with the snow and, like, the wind. You can make it really dark and brooding with, like, the big buildings and stuff. Like, it could be really cool. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then the wild cards, New Orleans, Nollins versus Tennessee. Tennessee. Does anybody know that song? Take me to another place. Take me to another land. No? All right. Somebody knows that song.
That's quite the song.
All right.
Who's that by?
That was by, I don't remember. Okay.
Guy in the Stuff.
Tennessee.
Classic song.
Both of these are interesting. Both of these are really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like the Fallout community has been asking for New Orleans for a long time now. Like, usually I see debates on Reddit, I see that upvoted quite a lot. So I feel like there's a lot of people who kind of want it to happen there.
Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Arrested Development. Brennan and knows. Arrested. That's it. You're right. Arrested Development.
I think
for the 90s.
I think New Orleans, and I'm going to make a blanket statement right now. New Orleans is the most culturally diverse city in all of America. Like, and I can say that and mean that, and it's true. Like, it is very distinctive in comparison to anywhere else. Like, you can go to LA and New York, and pieces of that will feel very similar. Like, New Orleans, everywhere you go is like, unlike anywhere else.
Could you imagine radioactive hurricanes? Like, you could have some really wild, creepy weather systems there.
Oh, dude, you could have Cthulhu-esque stuff up the butt. Out the butt. Out the butt.
This episode of the Fallout
Episode. I know you like those big old tentacles.
Out the butt.
That's a whole other kind of podcast.
New Orleans, you have like weird Cthulhu-esque cult stuff going on. There's so much you could do in New Orleans. Tennessee, I love you. I have to vote New Orleans.
I have to say, I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a little more Cthulhu stuff in Fallout 4. Considering, there could have been a cool opportunity for Innsmouth there.
Oh, I mean, 100%. And you could have done more stuff with Far Harbor. I mean, you could have continued what you did in, four with the, I forgot the name of the Cthulhu thing. You could have done more of it in Far Harbor.
Yeah.
New Orleans wins, right?
Yeah, it does. New Orleans wins. It moves on.
New Orleans.
All right. Cool. So we have our regional winners.
Is our podcast title. All right, so regional winners, New York, Honolulu, Chicago, and New Orleans. All right, let's narrow this down. East versus West, boy. New York versus Honolulu. Ooh. What do you guys think?
That's tough. That is tough. I think that's
Do we start votes in chat on this, or do we keep it among ourselves?
I think we need to have a discussion and then see where we are. And then, so like, how do we just feel strongly about New York because it's New York? Like, what, like,
I mean, seems like if you were to make a short list of locations that they have to actually do a location for in a Fallout game, New York has to be done at some point.
Particularly because we know that the design document exists. Like, it's stuck in a drawer somewhere. They've said as much. They just decided
it has to be done. It is the American city.
Yeah.
And there's so much potential for it. There's just like endless potential.
Yeah.
You have so many classic American things that can be tied to New York City.
Mm. Okay. It's hard to let go of this Honolulu. It's hard to, that is such.
And I agree with you. I'm all about Honolulu too. But I think if we were asking what the community wants, I think the community would really, really, really want a Fallout New York as much as they want a Fallout New Orleans.
I mean, that's what this is going to come down to, isn't it? New York versus Honolulu is going to be New York. Chicago, New Orleans is going to be New Orleans.
New Orleans, I'm pretty sure it's very easily.
We might as well move those.
I think it's going.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
That's where it is. So it's New York versus New Orleans, and I really think we need to poll chat on this.
How do I spell?
And we can vote too. Our votes can count too. But I think we really need to just
All right. So by
maybe we should leave the episode up in the air and let the community chime in.
Holy
who listens to the episode and get a whole bunch of votes.
Holy mackerel. That's actually
to the Twitter.
That's actually the best idea you've had. I think that's the best idea you've had. I think that
we can put up a poll.
Forget your extremely successful podcast. This is the best idea you have.
Okay. All right. So we'll put this up when this
forget
episode goes
your
up live.
Podcast and your network. Clearly, this is your best idea.
When this podcast goes up live, we'll also put up a poll on Twitter where we'll put up New York and New Orleans, and everyone can vote. And we'll have it go for 7 days because I think that's the max you can do on a poll, right?
Yep.
And we'll all retweet it. Everybody who votes, please retweet it. We'll get it out there as much as we possibly can. Get it out there. Send it out there on the Twitterverse and get as many people to vote as possible. What you think would be the best next location for a Fallout game, New York or New Orleans? Because both of these would be killer locations. And we'll see in a week.
Okay, so if we do it by... If we just
could potentially get over 1,000 votes on this. This could be huge.
To the Twitter.
Break down, say, okay, New Orleans, New York, and then we take out the new parts of it because they both have that, and then we just have Orleans and York. Then we can start really thinking about it, you know?
Because because they went from Las Vegas to New Vegas? So what if one of these was titled New York? Or New Orleans.
That was New Orleans.
I think Doctor Who would have something to say about that.
Oh, is that? I didn't watch.
They did it. They did a New New York.
What if it was New New York? Or if it was New York York?
New.
I think it would be something cuter, like
The York.
The York. Fallout the York.
The York.
That sounds like such a derpy name.
What if it was Fallout New Haven?
Fallout Staten.
Stat.
Fallout Long Island Iced Tea.
Fallout New Brunswick. That doesn't make any sense. All right. I think that's it, guys. I think we solved all the world's problems until we get this voted on.
Did we?
Yeah, except for the last one.
Oh, man. Except for the last one. All right. Do we want to put a guess right now? But no, we probably shouldn't because that's going to influence people.
That's not influence. Totally unbiased.
We should write it down. That's what we should do. All right. We need to write this down right now.
To the secret ballot.
Secret ballot. Secret ballot. I'm going to write this down. Where's my? I'm gonna have to bleed. I don't have a pen. I don't need a pen. Pens. I don't use pens.
Oh,
okay. I need to find a pen. I'll be right back. Banter. Be right back.
I like the Fred Rogers sticky notes.
Yeah, that's all I use is Fred Rogers sticky notes. Look, I have. Okay. All right. So here we go. Here's my notepad. It's got the puppets.
Oh, that's right? Adorable.
It's got the sweater, and it's got.
All right, I'm back. Wow, look at Mr. Rogers. That's such a treasure. All right, I'm gonna vote. I'm making my vote. We're gonna see if we're right on the next podcast.
Porter,
writing it down right now.
Porter Wolf says Fred Rogers would choose New Orleans.
You don't know what Fred Rogers wants. He's dead.
What? Voted.
You can't see it, but it's on the back of this tree service advertisement I got on my door.
The Monkey's Fist Tree Service.
That's what it's called, Monkey's Fist Tree Service. They changed their name too. They no longer call that.
Fisting Monkeys at Tree Service?
Do they deliver curses?
Yes. That's how they cut the trees. They curse the trees and then the trees shrivel up.
Can you get down my tree?
Can you trim my tree?
Why is my great great grandmother back from the dead? What happened? Well, sometimes it can be like that.
Side effects. That's who we employ to cut the trees.
Satanist Lawn Services.
Yep.
Oh, right,
guys. We'll condemn you alone.
For this episode, thank you, chat, for your wonderful suggestions. Man, one of the suggestions made it into the finals. Look at that, New Orleans.
Hot diggity.
Hot diggity dog.
Diggity. All right, guys. You guys have anything cool going on you want to share before we move on? Mothfest How'd Mothfest go?
Mothfest was insane.
It
went really well. The one by one art installations with people doing one by one camp projects, that was incredible. There were tons of photos. The official Fallout account did a shout out to MothCon. And then we had Mothapalooza, so we had some amazing live music.
Here we had some winners for some of those contests, huh?
We did. We had El Jorge, Jazara. El Jorge was first place. Jazara was third place. Who was second place?
For which contest was it?
I can't recall. For the photo contest. Mm-hmm. We did a Mothman photo contest. And then the parade was definitely the best part of it for me. Like the parade floats that people did, it was insane. Just really, really creative stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, the community gets together and does some really awesome stuff. So,
and now we're moving on to work on Fallout for Hope.
Fallout for Hope! Yep. That's going to be good. I signed up for that, so hopefully I can help, you know, contribute. We'll get some, you know, I know we got some big goals this year for what we're going to try to raise.
Yeah, 500K, 2 weeks, equals 20 life-saving surgeries for kids struggling with really debilitating, life-threatening diseases.
That's awesome. That is really, really cool. One of the things that, speaking about charity, one of the things that I've challenged the groups in my Robots Radio Rocket Club, so the people who are part of my community that have signed on to start their own podcasts that I work with every week are part of our Robots Radio Rocket Club. And if you're interested in starting a podcast and being mentored, you can go to robotsradio.net/rocket-club is the URL. If you want to come join us, you can do that. And one of the things that I talk with them every week, we get together on Sundays, and I challenge them. I was like, one of the things a lot of people who start their own businesses and things talk about is how do you 10X your goals? And recently I talked to them about this. This is something I've been working on. One of the reasons I've been so busy lately is I'm trying to 10X what I'm doing with the network and my podcast specifically in order to increase the things that I'm doing in order to 10X over the next year, the amount of income coming into the network. And I know that sounds crazy. And it seems like one of these like high-minded goals of like, why, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And this connects to the charity thing, because what I want to do is not to become ridiculously wealthy and rich. What I want to do is I want to take 80% of the profits from the network and be able to contribute 80% of whatever the network makes every year toward a cause. And kind of like this Fallout for Hope stuff. Like I want to be able to, and I know that sounds ridiculous. Like this is one of those like ridiculous goals, but if something like the ads that we run on podcasts across the network can be contributing towards something that's going to actually make a difference in the world, and I can do that through just doing things smarter, then that would be phenomenal. You know, yeah. Like, so it's just one of those like crazy goals that I'm just putting out into the world, and maybe I can get there. And even if I can't get to that 10X goal, if I can get 2X, if I could just 2X it, that would be amazing, you know? So let's just try and put that into the world and, you know, just pushing for it, see what I can accomplish.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, yep, so that's what I'm working on. Dave, what are you doing?
I don't have anything. Don't have nothing. nothing. Just doing my little projects. I do this show called The Fallout Hub. It's pretty grand. I like these guys. Eventually, one of these days, I'm going to do something. And during this time, I'm going to say what it is. And you're going to be like, oh, he's doing that thing that he said he might do that he didn't really talk all about. But there's the thing. The thing with the stuff, yes. And there's clues. There's context clues. So, like, pool towels, Febreze, tissues. Like, there's context clues hidden around. And I've been giving them out for years. So study up.
Cleaning, going swimming, blowing your nose.
I mean, that's just today. You got to watch all of the episodes of the Fallout Hub and any other things that I've been on this camera for. And even in like before I had this set up, I had a different background, and that was even more weird and strange.
You piece all this together, and then maybe we unlock something.
Yep. It'll be Golden Grams. That's one of the prizes.
You shouldn't reveal the prize. It should be a surprise.
It's Golden Grams. Yeah, that's just the Golden Grams, the cereal.
I only invest that kind of time to find out what's in the Cracker Jack box.
And those are usually pretty good.
Cool.
I love a All puzzle. Right. This is the most awkward situation. I don't have anything going on, and it's time to end the show, and I love all of you.
Cool, guys. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure that you check out the Twitter for your ability to vote on New York versus New Orleans, and we'll see you on the next show and talk about the result.
Are you a fan of Elden Ring? Are you confused about the lore as pretty much everyone else? We've got you covered. Check out the Elden Archives, a lore podcast that helps to explain every little confusing detail about the lands between. Things like what exactly happened on the Night of the Black Knives, or what we really know about characters like Mikala. Just like the show you're listening to now, we're on the Robots Radio Network, so you know it'll be good. Wondering how to find the show? Easy. Either go to robotsradio.net or search Elden Archives on whatever podcatcher you're using right now. Bookmark the show for later, and we'll see you in the lands between. Again, that's The Elden Archives, FromSoft Lorecast, available everywhere.